Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about being prepared. And much of what we'll look at is not only something that we are being prepared for, not only something that we're involved in preparing others for, but also something that's been prepared for us. And all of this preparation works together to make us ready for eternity with Jesus. And today we're going to talk about preparing for glory. And Romans chapter 9, verses 23 and 24 says, "What if he, that is God, did this to make the riches of his glory known to the objects of his mercy, whom he prepared in advance for glory, even us, whom he also called not only from the Jews, but also from the Gentiles?" The context here, Paul's writing to the Romans and talking about being objects of God's wrath and how God used that to prepare us for glory that we recognize that we don't deserve what we get when we come into relationship with God. And we've talked about this a little bit last week about the hope of glory and this weight that the presence of God has and how it would descend upon the tent of meeting and would descend upon the mount when Moses would go up to meet with God and receive the Ten Commandments. And there was this presence to it that not only was visible, not only shone like light, but had substance to it, that had weight to it. And I think when we think about glory, we think about things that are successful. We think about, we talk about our glory days, of those days that were successful, those days that had a lot of energy, a lot of excitement, a lot of visibility. And when we think about preparing for glory, God says when we come into relationship with Jesus, we recognize that what we're headed into is different than what we're in at the moment. It's better. It's more substantial. It's more real. And he says this glory, not only are we being prepared for it, but it's a glory which has been prepared for us. Prepared in advance. And I love how often through Scripture we'll read about something that God has for us. And he'll talk about it being prepared in advance, that he knew. Because he's not limited by the calendar, by the clock, by the time frames that we use. And so he's prepared this glory in advance that we can be participants in it. So what does it look like for you and I to be preparing for glory, to be ready? I think of Peter, James, and John going with Jesus up on the Mount of Transfiguration and Jesus changing before them. They were so enthralled with what they experienced that they wanted to build tents, tabernacles, shelters, that they could just stay there. And when I think about being prepared for glory, I think about seeing Jesus as he really is, and our life being prepared in such a way that we just want to stay there. Because the good news is when we see that, when we experience that, when we arrive in heaven, in eternity, in the dwelling of God, we are there forever. And so that desire to build a shelter is kind of unnecessary because Jesus says he's already doing that. He's prepared in advance a mansion, a home, a dwelling for those that belong to him. and we prepare for this glory when we live life, sharing that glory with others, sharing glimpses of that glory. Wife and I enjoy landscape photography and going out and taking photos of the beauty of God's creation, and we do this under just a fun hobby name that we created for glory. And the concept and the tagline, so to speak, is sharing glimpses of God's glory. And you read through the Bible, and especially through the book of Romans, and you discover that God has continually given mankind glimpses of who He is, glimpses of His glory, of His weight, of His substance, of the reality of who He is. In fact, it's in Romans that we find that God says that we are without excuse because He has revealed enough of Himself through His creation, through the beauty and majesty and intricacy and everything else wrapped up in what He has already done. That if we've paid any attention at all, we should have been able to see His glory. And we prepare for His glory when we begin to notice the handiwork that He has accomplished around us, in us, through us. His desire is that all mankind would come to know Him. This passage we read out of Romans talks about that being prepared for the glory that He prepared for us, for all. Not just from within the Jewish people, but from within the Gentile nations. That He has called people to Himself. Out of His love, out of His mercy, out of His compassion. And He shows us from time to time what it would look like if we were objects of His wrath. And we discover that we don't want that. His mercy, His glory is much preferable. Well, even that is shocking. I think of Isaiah. Isaiah writes, and he says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord high and lifted up. And you know what his response was? His response is, woe is me. I'm a man of unclean lips. I have seen the Lord. That recognition that the glory of God was so powerful, so overwhelming, so pure, that there wasn't a deserving of being in it, being near it, being visible to Him. The great news is God did for Isaiah what He does for us. He cleansed him. While Isaiah received this angel, this messenger of God, bringing a hot coal to touch his lips, to bring purity to his impurity, God prepares us for His glory, and He has prepared us for His glory by sending Jesus. That when we are buried with Christ, we can rise in a pure life, a cleansed life. We are cleansed not by a hot coal from delivered by an angel, but we are cleansed by the blood of Jesus. And even when we recognize that we are not worthy, God sees the blood of His Son and considers us worthy. That's preparing for glory. Being found in Christ, being clothed with Christ, being one who lives, as Paul would write, not for ourselves, that I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. And when we begin to live as those who Christ is in charge, we live as those preparing for glory. When we begin to live as those whose life Christ is in charge of, we begin to live in a way that prepares others for the glory yet to be revealed, for the glory that we get glimpses of. When we travel, I love to research, I love to investigate, I love to have an idea of what we're going to. And so many of these places, I've watched the videos, I've seen the photos, I've studied, I've researched the maps. I think I know what we're going to see, and some are a disappointment, but so many of them are just overwhelming with the real glory. This last year, I was able to stop by a number of parks, national parks, state parks in northern Arizona, southern Utah, Colorado. I think of the Grand Canyon. And pictures don't do it justice. There's so many places that you'll hear that about. But I've seen some beautiful pictures of the Grand Canyon that reveal its glory and its beauty. And they helped, they prepared me for something that was fuller, that was more real. And yet seeing it face to face or face to rock was like nothing else. It wasn't like the pictures. Oh, there was a similarity. There was a recognition. But it was filled with greater glory. And I believe that's what happens when we prepare for glory. We gaze into God's Word. We get glimpses of what the glory of God is like. We live with Christ and His Spirit within us. And we have an awareness of the glory of God. But when we experience it in its fullness, I think we'll recognize it because we've been preparing. But it will be so much bigger, so much brighter, so much heavier, so much purer. And we'll be ready to step into it and be embraced by the love of God. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has been preparing us all along for relationship with you. And as we come into relationship with you, we continue to be prepared for what is yet to come. You give us glimpses of your glory at work in creation, at work in our own life, at work in the lives of those around us. We begin to see what it looks like, what it feels like to be in your presence. Father, when we gather with other believers to worship you and our hearts are in tune, not only with you, but with one another, we begin to sense that glory that exists. I think of John gazing into heaven and seeing the multitudes gathered, singing around the throne, praising Jesus, lifting him up, giving him the glory that is due. How overwhelming that vision, that picture in his mind must have been. Knowing that it was similar to what he had experienced in worship, in your presence, in walking with Jesus, but it was so much more. And so, Father, as we live life, may we be not only prepared for this glory that exists around us, but be preparing for the glory to come. And may we live in a way that helps others to be prepared, knowing that you have called people from all nations, all languages, all races, all places. Jew or Greek, slave or free, male or female, you have called people to yourself. desiring that we would all respond with a yes. And you continually prepare us for the glory that you've prepared in advance, the substance of reality that is yet to be seen. And so God, today, as we live as those that are prepared, as those that are preparing, as those that are preparing others, may we do so by lifting up Jesus so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.